Good morning. We will have another very warm and humid day across interior New York and New England as a ridge of high pressure dominates the weather picture both at the surface and aloft. The result will be a fair amount of sunshine mixed with some billowing clouds from time to time, especially during the course of the afternoon. And we do run the risk of a passing shower or a thunderstorm, primarily over the higher terrain, but overwhelmingly most of the region will be dry throughout the day. In most cases, probably not as hot as it was on the 4th of July, but still many locations reaching into the upper 80s, perhaps even a few in the lower 90s. As we get into the night tonight, we'll watch a front and a trough of low pressure approach from the west. This will lead to more in the way of cloud cover. It'll be a muggy night with overnight lows in the upper 60s to around 70. As that trough of low pressure continues to approach, there is the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, primarily late tonight and early tomorrow morning. But the best chance of showers and thunderstorms will be on Saturday afternoon with the passage of that front. Out ahead of the front, temperatures should climb into the middle and even some upper 80s under partial sunshine and increased humidity. Some of the storms that do form during the afternoon on Saturday could contain heavy downpours. Even a few of the strongest storms could have gusty winds and perhaps even some small hail. This system will pass through late on Saturday and Saturday night, with still the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms after dark, but the trend overnight Saturday night will be toward drier weather, and this will lead to more in the way of sunshine and dry weather on Sunday, with highs back into the lower and middle 80s. As we get into the early part of next week, we will enjoy a fair amount of dry weather with temperatures holding in the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strengthening high pressure system over much of Alaska is expected to continue to foster dry and significant heat for southern portions of the state. Anchorage set an all-time record high yesterday, and the forecast for the region remains similar into early next week. The stable conditions accompanying this ridge should lead to air quality issues around this region where brush fires continue to burn. Downstream across the Pacific Northwest, an upper-level disturbance is expected to strengthen and drop slowly southeast, which should lead to some cooling across the region and lead to isolated to widely scattered showers and thunderstorms each afternoon and evening through the weekend within the coastal ranges and Cascades, as well as the Northern Continental Divide. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Copper Basin, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, partly sunny and humid, with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. In Boston, mostly sunny, humid, with highs in the upper 80s. And in Buffalo, the chance of a scattered shower or a thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny and humid, with highs in the lower and middle 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 91 degrees, the low 66, the average temperature 79, that's 8 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, just a trace for the month, and 20.87 inches for the year, which is 1.79 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 61. The record high 99 set in 1919, and the record low 44 in 1982 and in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:36 p.m., 15 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sunshine mixed with clouds today, just the outside risk of a passing shower or a thunderstorm, with highs in the middle and upper 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows back into the middle and upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, very warm and humid today, with just the outside risk of a thunderstorm and highs around 90. Mostly cloudy, with a scattered shower or thunderstorm tonight, lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of hazy sun and clouds with the outside chance of a thunderstorm later in the day today and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm tonight, lows in the middle and upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 80s. The outside risk of a thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy with just the outside chance of a thunderstorm tonight and lows in the middle and upper 60s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of hazy sun and clouds today with just the outside risk of a thunderstorm and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Mostly cloudy with a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm tonight, lows in the middle and upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely, some with heavy rainfall, especially in the afternoon, highs in the lower to mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-80s on Sunday. More sunshine in the lower 80s on Monday. Sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday with highs back into the middle 80s. And on Thursday, the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny with highs in the middle 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.